Parenting Moments each week here on Shine FM, Wednesday mornings with Kimberly Eckert, registered psychologist and founder of Eckert Center, who is with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to chat with you once again. A great topic we've been talking about the last few weeks about helping our kids. 9 tips for talking with kids about trauma. We're on step number 6.
That's right. So share your feelings. Parents, as we're talking about exposure to trauma and tragedy for our kids, please use your discretion on whether or not now's the right time for you to listen. If it isn't, there's little ears nearby. Please check us out at EckertCenter.com and you can click on our podcast link and listen to the episode later.
Nice.
Share your feelings. Experts seem to agree that sharing your feelings with your child about a tragic event or trauma can be beneficial, but with some caveats. So, again, these are from American Psychological Association and their guide on how to talk to children about difficult news and tragedy. First, you want to communicate that you can handle whatever it is that they're feeling and that you're feeling. Children get a chance to see that even though upset, you can pull yourself together and to continue on. Parents hear it often. Be a role model. Well, this also applies to emotion. It is really helpful if you can do a quick self-assessment, though, before you share your feelings with your child. If your anger or worries threaten to overwhelm you or distract you from your child and what they're experiencing, you might not be ready yet to have this conversation. A second risk that parents need to be aware of is that your feelings might add to or replace the ones that your child is already experiencing. So, American Psych Association lists a serious pitfall is that we might burden them with our adult concerns, raising new questions and fears for them, rather than helping them deal with the questions and fears they are having. We might simply find ourselves talking over their heads, answering questions they weren't even asking, providing information that isn't useful, satisfying our need to give children something rather than satisfying the need to be heard and understood. So it's really helpful if we can slow this down. And Educators for Social Responsibility, or ESR, suggests that we limit expressions of emotions in this way. We might say to our child, "You seem sad when we talk about this. I feel sad about it too." This approach avoids the pitfalls mentioned above while still demonstrating acceptance, showing empathy, and not denying what you're feeling too.
Some good information once again. We'll continue this discussion next week. But for now, share a little bit about Eckert Center, Kimberly.
Well, we are a support center for all family members. We provide counseling for children, teens, and adults. And we also have learning assessments for any of your children who may be struggling with school. And we also have our learning intervention programs that support kids with developing the strategies they need to be successful at school and in their social life at ExpertCenter.com.
Sounds good. And somebody may check out with a free initial visit. Who's that going to today?
Let's go with caller number 3 today.
Caller 3 right now, 403-276-8888. Well, thank you once again, Kimberly. Great information here. I'd urge parents to check out EckertCenter.com and find out more and tune in again next week as we continue the discussion.
Thanks, Mike. Have a great day.
You too.